Will the House please come to order? Will members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to indicate their presence by voting? Will the clerk please take the roll?
34 members present.
Representative Barnes?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. No member is excused from the call of the House today. However, I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Lindauer be excused from 12 until 6 o'clock today.
Is there objection? Hearing none, Representative Lindauer is excused as requested. Will the members please rise for the invocation by Reverend Milton Hunt, Resurrection Lutheran Church?
Let us pray. O Creator God, we praise you for the majesty of your mighty mountains. This morning we're lifted to awe as a spring equinox sun sends its rays upon Mount Buller, the Mendenhall Glacier Spires, Mount Stroller White, and Mount McGinnis. Then we see the bright morning sun peeking between the peaks and illuminating the Mendenhall Glacier, making it like a many-faceted jewel sparkling in its magnificent setting. Oh, praise be your name for making us live near the heights of your creation. Lift our minds from the muskeg bogs of Nagoon berry stems. Deliver us from our own selfish interests and sectional greed to see the best interest of our great land and the needs of all of humanity on this planet Earth. Lift our minds to soar like the eagles and make for the high ideals of justice, equality, and peace. Assist us in maintaining our bodies in proper health and pour into our whole souls such a love for you that we may place all things in a universal and eternal perspective. We remember that Jesus taught us to love you with all our hearts, minds, spirit, and strength, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. We pray in his name, that highest soaring eagle who came to us from the heart of God to lift us to the heavens. Amen.
Representative Herbert.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I ask unanimous consent the prayer be spread on the journal.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Will the clerk please certify the journal for the 71st legislative day and House Supplement number 110?
As Chief Clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 71st day and House Supplement number 110.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 71st legislative day and Journal Supplement number 110 be approved as certified by the Chief Clerk.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Are the guests for introduction? Representative Cowdery.
Yes, I have two very special people in the audience that are visiting, in Gallery B, are visiting the Capitol today or this week. They're my grandchildren, and I'd like the body to give a special welcome to them, Justin and Ashley.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There are several visitors in the gallery today from Anchorage, Kenai, and Wasilla. They are part of the Atlantic Richfield Civic Action Program, CAP. The ARCO Civic Action Program is a nonpartisan grassroots effort to involve more citizens in the political process. Many of these CAP members have been active in political campaigns in Alaska. Others will be working on a campaign for the first time this year. All of them today have given a day of vacation time to fly to Juneau and meet with their legislators. Later today, they will be having lunch with their legislators, touring the governor's mansion, and attending committee hearings. Each representative who has constituents here today may wish to introduce his or her own visitors. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Flood.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have five members from our district here today representing CAP. They're Lucille Johnston, Ramona Lovell, Teresa Whetston, Dick Brooks, and David Harrison.
Representative Furness.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In fact, Representative Barnes and I have two visitors today with the CAP group. In Gallery A, we have Ms. Helen Jones. Mr. Speaker, in Gallery B, Audrey McGuire. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have one other person I'd like to introduce. In Gallery B, I believe she just came in, an attorney with the state of Alaska. She's been assigned to the Alaska Authority Board, Mrs. Carolyn Jones. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Furness and I have two other guests in the gallery today, constituents of ours from District 14, Mr. R.F. Childs and Alice Smith. Would you help me welcome them?
Representative Cowdery.
Myself have three visitors from District 8, and would like to make welcome John Balkarik, Lee Brown, and Arlene Creason.
Representative Tischer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Abood and I both have constituents also from the ARCO CAP group that are here. I'm not sure which gallery she's sitting in, but Suzanne Witt is here, one of our constituents.
Representative Abood.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A constituent of Representative Tischer and myself is in Gallery A, Marion Bell.
Representative Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. With the ARCO group, Representative Clarkson's and my constituent, Louise Eisenhower.
Representative Phillips.
Mr. Speaker, I understand with the CAP group there's approximately 28 or 30 people from our district, meaning Representative Lipska and I. Three of them are Geraldine Cross, Mike McFalls, and Mary McKee.
Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, in the Gallery B today, I have a friend of mine. He's a former constituent. He served on the Fairbanks North Star School District, and he's now a constituent of Representative Miller and Representative Duncan here in Juneau. He's the general manager of the local telephone company, Roger Plug.
Representative Lipska.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Phillips and I have a list of five from the ARCO group I would like to introduce from District 15, and I believe they're all mostly in Gallery B, or Gallery A. Susan Dennison, David Dougherty, Theresa Gorup, Kevin Hall, and Chuck Henson.
Representative Pessinger.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Representative Cowdery and myself would like to welcome from our ARCO group Ray Rutledge, Mary Demers, Rosetta Hamlin, Kathy Hart, and Gary Koppler.
Representative Vasca.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I don't have a commercial to run, but I do have someone to introduce here. He's formerly of Bethel, one of my good friends, now a constituent of Representative Szymanski. He runs the Alaska Public Radio Network, Corey Flintoff.
Are there further guests for introduction? Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Speaker, Representative Fritz and I have a constituent in Gallery B today down here helping us in Kenai Central High School, a person down with the student down with the RSVP program from Kenai, Susan Rode in Gallery B. Susan, who is interested in what's going on in the legislative process and may someday become a member of the bar, I suppose, although she has an active interest in the lobbying business as well. Anyhow, it should be an interesting experience, and any members that be help her, Susan, I'd be glad to have the help.
Representative Cowdery.
Thank you. I almost forgot the my daughter-in-law, Linda McKinney, who gave me my grandchildren.
Messages from the governor.
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
The Senate approved the following citations, and they are transmitted for consideration. In memoriam, Treva C. Reichel, honoring the Session 2 close-up students, and honoring Charlie Champagne. The Senate has passed the following, and it is transmitted for consideration. Senate Joint Resolution Number 36, amended by Josephson, Ray, Sturgiluski, and Fakes, relating to the proposal by Congress of an amendment to the United States Constitution to permit states to favor certain residents of the states.
Senate Joint Resolution 36, amended, is referred to the State Affairs and Judiciary Committees.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Other communications?
We're in receipt of the Alaska Bar Association annual report. This will be on file in the clerk's office. I have no further communications, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on State Affairs has had committee substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 32, State Affairs, requesting the governor to designate each October 16 as World Food Day in Alaska under consideration, and recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Mr. Abood, Chairman, concurred in by Abood, Locker, Ward, Cowdery, Larson, and Schultz. Committee substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 32 has no further referral. The Committee on Rules has had Senate Concurrent Resolution 33 amended, proposing an amendment to Rule 42A of the Uniform Rules of the Alaska State Legislature relating to powers of conference committees under consideration, recommends it be replaced with House Committee Substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 33 Rules with the same title, and reports it back do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Fuller, Chairman, signing do pass, Hayes, Phillips, Barnes, Tischer, Liska, and Fuller, having no recommendation, M.M. Miller. Senate Concurrent Resolution 33 amended has no further referral. The Committee on State Affairs has had committee substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution 37, State Affairs, Sexual Assault and Abuse Awareness Month, under consideration, and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Abood, Chairman, concurred in by Abood, Ward, Locker, Schultz, Larson, and Cowdery. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 37 has no further referral. The Committee on Transportation has had committee substitute for Senate Bill 370, Transportation Amended, authorizing the acquisition of the Alaska Railroad, under consideration, recommends it do pass, and also recommends that it do not pass the Senate letter of intent. The report was signed by Ms. Cato, Chairman, citing do pass on the bill, Szymanski, Abood, Herman, Flood, Bettesworth, M.W. Miller, Cato, and Davis. Senate Bill 370 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Committee on Community and Regional Affairs has had Senate Bill 386, Displaced Homemakers Program, under consideration and recommends it do pass. Report was signed by M.W. Miller, Chairman, concurred in by Phillips, Cato, McBride, M.W. Miller, and Locker. Senate Bill 386 has no further referral. The Committee on Resources has had House Bill 298, establishing a National Petroleum Reserve Alaska Special Revenue Fund, under consideration, recommends it be replaced with CS for HB 298 Resources, with the same title, recommends it do pass, and attaches a letter of intent and a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Mr. Ringstead, co-chairman, signing do pass, Bustle, Liska, Euling, Ringstead, and Cowdery. Signing no recommendation, Larson and Vaska. House Bill 298 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Committee on State Affairs is at House Bill 544, amending an appropriation made to the Alaska Permanent Fund under consideration, and reports it back as follows. The report was signed by Mr. Abood, Chairman, citing do pass, M.M. Miller, Larson, and Locker. Having no recommendation, Abood, Cowdery, and Schultz. House Bill 544 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Committee on Resources has had House Bill 546, relating to harassment of persons lawfully engaged in hunting, fishing, or trapping under consideration, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 546 Resources with a new title, recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Mr. Schultz, co-chairman, signing do pass, Schultz, Liska, and Cowdery. Larson signed do pass if amended. Euling has no recommendation. House Bill 546 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Committee on Community and Regional Affairs is at House Bill 562, Service of Process in Cases Involving Domestic Violence under consideration, reports it back without recommendation. The report was signed by M.W. Miller, Chairman, and signing do pass, Cato and M.W. Miller, signing no recommendation, Phillips, McBride, and Locker. House Bill 562 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Bill 572, making an appropriation to the Alaska Permanent Fund from state revenues in excess of the state spending limit under consideration, and reports it back with individual recommendations as follows. The report was signed by Mr. Abood, Chairman, signing do pass, M.M. Miller, Larson, and Locker. Having no recommendation, Abood, Cowdery, and Schultz. House Bill 572 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Committee on State Affairs is at House Bill 573, Ballot Access and the Definition of Political Party, under consideration, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 573, State Affairs, with the same title. Report was signed by Mr. Abood, Chairman, signing Dupass, Abood, M.M. Miller, Larson, and Locker. Having no recommendation, Cowdery and Schultz. House Bill 573 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Committee on State Affairs has had sponsor substitute for House Bill 678, Preservation of World War II Artifacts and Instruments Used to Wage War, under consideration. Recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 678, State Affairs, with a new title. Recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. Report was signed by Mr. Abood, Chairman, citing do pass, Abood, Cowdery, Larson, Ward, Locker, and Schultz. Sponsor substitute for House Bill 678 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Abood. House please, attendees. Committees.
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions.
Citation honoring Zach T. Russell by Representatives Wente, M.M. Miller, and Duncan.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Wente.
I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the citation honoring Zach T. Russell be brought up as a special order of business.
Is there objection?
Mr. Speaker.
Hearing none, the citation before us is a special order of business. Will the clerk please read the citation?
Citation honoring Zach T. Russell by Representatives Wente, M.M. Miller, and Duncan.
Representative Wente.
Mr. Speaker, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that Representatives McBride, Grusendorf, and Gall also be listed as sponsors on the resolution with their approval.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the representatives are also shown as co-sponsors. Representative Wente.
Mr. Speaker, I'd move and ask unanimous consent of the adoption of the citation.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the citation is adopted. Clerk, have further citations?
A House Resolution 14 by the Rules Committee by request, commending Vietnam War veterans for their efforts in the rural areas of the state, and condemning the U.S. News and World Report magazine for inaccurately representing the circumstances of Vietnam veterans living in those rural areas.
House Resolution 14 is referred to the Rules Committee for commenting.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of bills.
Sponsor substitute for House Bill 380 by Flood and Hayes, an act making a special appropriation for a grant to the municipality of Anchorage for a water pipeline and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance Committees. Representative Szymanski.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to take this opportunity to request unanimous consent that I be shown as a co-sponsor of this sponsor substitute. As you know, the position that I have taken and fought for is full funding of the Clinton Water Project, and I think that it's vitally important to my district and our district as a whole.
Without objection, so ordered.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. Will the clerk please read the first item on today's calendar?
House Bill 624 by Larson, an act relating to qualifications for a home site. The Committee on Resources has had House Bill 624 under consideration, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 624 Resources with a new title, and recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Mr. Ringstead, co-chairman, concurred in by Schultz, Larson, Bessel, Gall, Liska, Cowdery, Euling, and Ringstead. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Resources Committee substitute for House Bill 624 be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the Resources Committee substitute is adopted in lieu of the original bill. Does the clerk have amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent the committee substitute for House Bill 624 Resources be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Will the clerk please read the bill for the third time?
Committee substitute for House Bill 624 Resources by the Resources Committee, an act relating to qualifications for a home site and providing for an effective date.
So debate. Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the Resources Committee substitute for House Bill 624 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk, may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk, may take the roll.
40 yeas, no nays.
The Resources Committee substitute for House Bill 624 has passed the House. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent to the roll call vote on passage to committee substitute for House Bill 624. Resources be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that H.J.R. 39 be held in second reading for tomorrow's calendar.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. I might remind the members that there is a proposed amendment that should be on each member's desk. Might take the opportunity to look it over between now and tomorrow. Representative Flood.
Brief at ease, Mr. Speaker.
House, please stand at ease. Point of order. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
Citation in memoriam, Ernest E. Clements, by Representatives Kopanen and Davis.
Representative Kopanen.
Consent for the resolution.
The motion that in unanimous consent has been asked that the citation be adopted. Is there objection? Hearing none, the citation is adopted. This brings us to the end of today's calendar and to unfinished business. Representative Cato.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Transportation Committee would like to waive the 5-day rule on House Joint Resolution number 72, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to the Alaska Railroad. We would like to hear that tomorrow along with HB 512.
Is there objection? There is objection. Representative Clarkson?
May we have a briefing?
Will the House please stand at ease?
I got my volume up pretty high. I like it kind of high.
Representative Clarkson?
I withdraw my objection to the motion.
Is there further objection? Hearing none, the 5-day rule for House Joint Resolution 72 is waived. Representative Clarkson?
Mr. Speaker, under unfinished business, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be added as a co-sponsor on sponsor substitute for House Bill 380.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Further unfinished business to come before the body? Representative Malone?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that my reconsideration on House Bill 487, which was the appropriation for the crime lab facility, be held over one legislative day.
Objection. Objection. Question. Representative Furness?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to know the reason for the additional delay.
Representative Malone?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The reason for the additional delay is twofold. One is, my part, I want to look some more at the record on this legislation because I have some disagreements over some of the statements that were made on the floor regarding it. And the other reason is to consider possible amendment to legislation.
Representative Furness?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Although I plan to remove my objection, I must admit here that I'm a little set back with this additional delay. As this body well knows, this piece of legislation has been before us for at least this last 2 years. It's had considerable debate on this floor. We well know that this crime lab is something that does have a wide range of support on the floor of the House. We know that the other body has also considered this, and that there's a wide range of support there. We know that if we continue to delay this, Mr. Speaker, it will have the effect of delaying the construction of the crime lab. We also know that if we permit the fiscal note to be taken out of there, that it's going to hinder the ability of the Department of Public Safety to go out and recruit staff for this crime lab. And I guess I'm a little upset the fact that we continue to find excuses to delay this important piece of legislation. But in deference or in respect to my colleague from Kenai, Mr. Speaker, I will remove my objection. I do hope that tomorrow we'll see this piece of legislation on the floor so that we can finally act upon it.
Representative Bussell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I feel like it's necessary to comment on that point also. Representative Malone was a part of the hearing process in Anchorage at which detailed testimony was given about the need for the legislature to move rather rapidly on this as it pertained to the construction season this year. In fact, Members from the department went over in great detail at the facility when we toured it about that schedule with him, and I feel like granting one more day, although maybe the proper thing to do, should be all we should do. We should fulfill that commitment that we gave to them that day and move this thing along speedily through the process. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Clarkson.
Just a brief comment. This appropriation would be on the governor's desk if it had been in the capital budget.
Are you ready? Is there further objection?
Yes.
Representative Abood.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. I just abhor the idea of delaying. Now, these representatives sitting on this floor have had ample time to study this bill, put in amendments, do anything they want to do with it. And I will continue to object to this kind of delay. If it's not just an Anchorage deal, it's going to affect Kenai, Kotzebue, you name it. It's statewide. It's a very necessary thing. And I continue my objection. You can vote on it if you wish.
Will we have an ease, Mr. Speaker?
The House, please stand at ease. Representative Abood.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The majority leader has had a little chat with me. Therefore, reluctantly, I remove my objection.
Is there further objection to the motion to hold the reconsideration for House Bill 487 over until tomorrow? Hearing none, so ordered. Representative Davis, under unfinished business.
Mr. Speaker, can we revert to introduction of guests?
Without objection, we'll revert to introduction of guests. Representative Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have a constituent of mine down from the university, Kalf Chirila in Gallery A.
Further unfinished business? Announcement of committee meetings. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a couple of announcements, and I'm sure that my first one will draw lots of comments in just a little while. The 11:30 Anchorage caucus meeting in the governor's office, where he was going to allow us 15 minutes, has been canceled. It's the first announcement. The second announcement is today is National Agricultural Day. In celebration of this event and the progress we have made in developing Alaska's agriculture, the Department of Natural Resources invites the members of the House to stop by the Legislative Lounge this afternoon at 2 o'clock for a sampling of Alaska's agricultural treats.
Representative Szymanski.
I just had a question of the Majority Leader on the announcement that the meeting was canceled. At whose request was it canceled by?
Representative Barnes.
It was a call from the governor's office to Senator Fake's office canceling the meeting.
Further announcement of committee meetings. Representative Ringstad.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Two announcements. We will be hearing HB 600 dealing with royalty oil and gas statutes today, also in resources. And there will be a presentation by the governor's staff on the APA at between 4 and 5 this afternoon in the governor's conference room.
Representative Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Rules Committee will reschedule House Bill 519 regarding work in public buildings for 8:30 Wednesday morning in House Resources. Thank you.
Representative Cowdery.
Thank you. Tomorrow, the House Labor and Commerce Committee will be meeting Wednesday at 8:15 in Room 209 of the Barron's Building. We'll be hearing House Bill 689. An act relating to Rural Electrification Loan Fund, and also House Bill 611 relating to dentists and dentist hygienists.
Representative Gall.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just to get a clarification on the announcement by the Resources Chairman, my schedule shows renaming of Little Goat Lake for today and Royalty Oil for Friday. Has there been a change? Or?
Yes.
Thank you.
Representative Ewling.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Special Committee on State Loans tonight at 5 o'clock is going to take up five or six bills here, 650, 609, 663, 664, and 666, and 685.
Representative Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Could we have a brief at ease?
House, please stand at ease.
Committee meetings. Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, there will be a House Democratic Caucus on adjournment. I'd like to ask members to be prompt because we have a fairly important subject to go over.
Representative Abood.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would just like to ask that if any of the representatives here have extra potatoes, I'm batching it and I could use them. Thank you.
Representative Herbert.
Mr. Speaker, tell him to work his side of the street. I'm working mine.
President Miller.
Mr. Speaker, I don't want to try to upgrade anybody, but several members have generously donated their potatoes to the glory hole, and if anybody wants to do that, they can file them on my desk, and I'll make sure they get down to the glory holes.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Wente.
Are we having it ease?
The House, please. The House is still in order. I didn't call in at ease. Well, are there further announcements of committee meetings? Special orders. Representative Szymanski.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think I have a few moments here. What I'd like to do is have permission to speak on the subject of killer whales.
You have the floor, Representative Szymanski.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to take this opportunity to bring to all the members' attention the artwork which is on the front of all our most of our desks, and most of the people in the galleries haven't had an opportunity to see the lovely artwork that was presented by Weller grade school students. The artwork, along with poems and essays and extensive research into the issue of killer whales or orcas, was done by the grade school children, and they range in from they're all grade school kids from sixth grade down, and I want to personally thank them and the other members who displayed their artwork, because many of the kids had some question in their mind as to whether or not they would have an impact on the process and whether or not their voice would really be heard. And I can't see of any, I couldn't see of any better way to represent their interest than to go ahead and put the artwork up, display it, and show the work that they put into it. I might note that there was both a majority and minority report basically drafted on their research that indicated that the vast majority of them are in total opposition to capturing of killer whales or orcas, and that a minority group did indicate that they had no particular problem with one or two orcas being shipped off to SeaWorld. So I felt compelled to give you both of the sides. On that subject, what I wanted to also bring to the attention of the body is that as of this date, I've received in excess of 300 public opinion messages and letters throughout the state, ranging from as far north as in Fairbanks area, Talkeetna, inland, up and down the coast of Alaska. Almost unanimously, those public opinion messages and letters have indicated that there's no real Alaskan who can stand up and support any exporting of Alaskan killer whales or orcas, that it's not in our best interest at this time, at least, to support any effort to move ahead and export of these mammals, particularly when we don't know what we're doing in that area. I've now been informed that we have at least 3,000 signatures, petitions that have been circulated throughout the state, supporting the total banning of any type of capture of orcas in the coastal waters. And based on that, I'm going to be meeting, hopefully, this afternoon with the sponsor of the resolution on the Senate side and the administration to come up with some stronger language which can be advanced through the process to totally ban the capturing of killer whales or orcas off the coast of Alaska. I was outraged last week to hear that the one permittee that has been issued a permit to capture off the coast of Alaska has gone back on their word that they presented in the, at least the Senate Resources Committee, and that was that they would abide by a permit issued by the state of Alaska. Whatever that permit said, they've come back on their word and indicated now that with or without a permit from the state of Alaska, they're going to proceed. I think those are dangerous words. To me, there may be even alarming words to many of the people who have testified, and I should say literally now hundreds of people have come forth in our hearings and indicated, and in some cases very strongly indicated, that if the state of Alaska doesn't stop them, they certainly know how to stop them themselves. And they're prepared to go out off the coast of Alaska and take force and take action in their own hands to stop any type of capturing operation. Mr. Speaker, I would hope that the members here take this issue as serious as I have, recognize that I have again received almost unanimous support from organizations, charter boat operators, fishermen, private boat owners throughout the state have indicated that it's not in the state's best interest to sell off and export orcas or killer whales in the interest of supposedly research, which has to date never been validated to be in our best interest. Also based on that, I'm going to be moving and asking request of the full body, ultimately, to support an appropriation within the operating budget, which will allow us, in an unbiased and hopefully objective way, to research what exactly the orca population is off the coast of Alaska and have some intelligence so that we can realistically determine the value and necessity of exporting orcas. Thank you very much.
Representative Ward.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to, under special order, speak about out to lunch.
Do you have the floor, Representative Ward?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It appears that we have a situation where some people would rather go out to lunch than to discuss an important matter, at least an important matter to myself. Some time back, I had brought to the attention of this body that I had delivered through the Anchorage House Caucus, as well as a resolution that's passed in this House, to the governor of the state of Alaska, that there was a good number of us that had never voted for, decided for, are insinuated in any fashion that we wanted a state office building to house the legislature in Juneau, Alaska. Mr. Speaker, there is a packet in people's boxes as well as being passed out now. It's some 60 pages of backup material. It's got Committee Substitute H.R. 35, House Joint Resolution 50, House Bill 603, 605, 606, 607, House Bill 686, various other documentations concerning press releases, backup material, the positions of the Anchorage Caucus, position papers from various representatives, legal opinions. This was to be the discussion that we were going to have with the gentleman on the third floor, the governor of the state of Alaska, who apparently has to go out to lunch, or is out to lunch. I'm not quite sure which, but I think we got a real problem. And I need to have this body fully aware of this problem. Mr. Speaker, my last meeting with the governor, I was under the impression that he, in fact, was going to ask the legislature, or maybe even going to ask the people that were going to pay for the legislative hall, to a vote of the people, to see if they wanted a $100 million building built down here on the side of this mountain. Mr. Speaker, it comes to find out that that is not his intention. He intends to go ahead and build the thing. That's why I was so very happy when he graciously decided to. He couldn't meet with us yesterday, but he did decide that he could meet with us today for 15 minutes so that he could tell us personally that he was going to be upholding the Constitution and asking the legislature and asking the people, or else he was going to be able to tell us he wasn't going to. As it is, Mr. Speaker, it appears that his schedule is such that he's going to not be speaking to us. He's not going to tell the public what he's doing. He's going to go ahead with backdoor politics. He's going to build a $100 million building, which every man, woman, and child in the state of Alaska is going to have to pay for. There is not one shred, not even a shred of approval anywhere other than an appointed attorney general's opinion saying that he can do it. And that is it. That is the only thing he's got to hang his hat on. So, Mr. Speaker, I say this to you now. I hope the man gets away from being out to lunch sooner or later so that he can talk to us before we got a $100 million monstrosity down here built on the side of this rock. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Flood.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I request the special privilege of the floor to speak on appropriations.
You have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. First, I want to take the opportunity to commend the governor for providing the necessary leadership on the Anchorage, Eklutna Water Project. The voters of Anchorage have approved bonds for partial funding of the project. The governor has been a strong supporter of the project, and the Anchorage Legislative Caucus has unanimously approved the water system. But what I can't understand, Mr. Speaker, is why can't the House leadership demonstrate their support for the project by providing funds for the next fiscal year? Why did we pass the capital project bills without monies for Eklutna? For the past couple of sessions, we've operated under the assumption that if Anchorage paid for a quarter of that project, the state would pick up the rest. Now, Anchorage is bonded for $55 million, and we're without monies for Eklutna. And for the past couple of sessions, we've operated under the assumption that if Anchorage paid for a quarter of the project, we'd pick up the rest. And I find it somewhat odd that with a House Speaker from Anchorage, a majority leader from Anchorage, and a majority of the coalition dominated by Anchorage Republicans, we still haven't gotten our monies for the project this session. I'm worried that we're going to wake up and find nothing left for the needed projects like Eklutna. And after making that commitment, what do we do now? Just say we ran out of money? Mr. Speaker, my constituents would like to see this project. It's vitally needed. The people of Anchorage totally support the Eklutna project. Therefore, I guess I'm standing here today to ask for majority support for the appropriation of $51 million contained in my sponsor substitute for House Bill 308 for the Anchorage Eklutna Water Project. I'm asking that the House give this bill some very serious consideration and speedy passage so that we can provide for the needs of Anchorage and demonstrate that we in the House do have a clear, long-term vision for the future of both Anchorage and Alaska in general. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Special orders, I'd like to respond to the previous speaker. As he knows, in case he doesn't know, our recall is before he was no longer in finance, last year the House and the Senate funded Eklutna completely. The governor's office did not fund it. They funded various other projects throughout the state, but not in Anchorage. In fact, their percentage of participation was about 10% to Anchorage as such. During the interim, if the gentleman would have still been on finance, he would have heard the governor's people state that he wanted to fund large projects such as Eklutna, such as the railroad, such as the intertie, such as the four-dam pool. The governor of the state of Alaska said he will take care of these large projects. You folks take care of what the municipality of Anchorage brings forth, which is exactly what this caucus did do, and this House on the Anchorage delegation did do. Now, if you...